This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
After practice, we were filling him out on the details about Cody and the yellow jacket and everything. And now I think we've convinced Cody just to pay somebody to mow his yard.
I might have to, man.
Yeah.
It's not a bad life.
Hit me up.
It's not a bad life. Holly convinced me a couple years ago to just bite it, you know. So I can, you know, I understand where you're like, hey, you know, it's my house. I want to take care of it, you know. But, like, it's a time management thing. And now with your medical condition, it all makes sense.
Medical condition. That's what it is. I guess.
I'm like straight up, and I have never had any problem with bees or what. They don't like freak me out. And I told him, and then classic like kid stuff. Yesterday, right after all this happened, my face is still swollen up. I'm on steroids. I've been trying to lay low. They were out in the bounce house in the backyard. We've got like a $200 one from Sam's Club that they're getting too big for, but they essentially just do like crazy nonsense moves.
All we got is time, Daddy.
Well, summer, man. You got to keep your kids.
All you got is time.
And they had two wasps got in there. And they're like, hey, come kill these wasps for
no.
me.
No.
Like, I did it. But I'll tell you right now.
What a father.
It was a jumpy 5 minutes. I mean, I was out there like I had just – I mean, it was a jumpy 5 minutes. Like,
and you
go inside. I need this by myself for a minute. I got to handle this.
And you were on steroids. Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, man. I just like –
Look at this guy.
Unreal.
It was tough. This guy.
It was I did not want to do it, but I was like, but they wanted to play. I was like, whatever.
And I need to lay back.
Hey,
as soon as I finish, I'm laying right back down.
At least it was you and your kids weren't playing in the backyard and all of a sudden they got stung in the mouth.
Correct.
At least it was you and this would be a much bigger ordeal.
Oh, dude, the kid, amount I can't of even tears. Imagine how. Because, like, I would say it was 2 hours of life, what I would call, like, really uncomfortable pain where you're like
just throbbing
this,
or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Miserable pain where you just keep putting like a new ice cube on it trying to and you're just like, I am in miserable shape here for about 2 hours. Then after that, it was just like, it was really uncomfortable for the rest of the evening. Then I woke up, my whole face was like, I got to do something about this.
Thinking of injuries, one that we haven't heard of a Chiefs player getting stung by a bee or anything, taking him out of practice, but Cody and I keep going back and forth on the Hollywood Brown situation with his ankle because I said, look, if you already made up your mind that you think he's only playing 12 or 14 games because of his history and all that, that's fine. To me, this ankle thing to this point, for what we know, and maybe you know otherwise, I'm not changing what I think he is this year. Like, the season is 30 days away.
Correct.
I'm not worried about him missing practice right now. Now, a week from now, if Andy comes back and says, well, actually, it turned out to be more serious, he needs surgery, out for a month, then we can get – into that conversation. What are you, have you heard any update? What are they just being cautious because of his history?
Yes.
Is this an ankle injury that he would be playing if it was a game this Sunday?
No.
Okay.
He would not be playing.
So is that is serious enough where he wouldn't be playing?
Yeah.
Sunday?
I'm kind of estimating based on what I've heard, but no, I don't think he would play if it was a regular season game this week.
Would he play next week if it was a regular season game?
Now we're getting into the discussion that every. By the way, it's not just Hollywood Brown. This is a lot of players in the league. Hey, it's time to have a discussion. How much do you want to push it? Do you feel like you're capable of playing at X amount, you know, percentage-wise? He clearly did that. I mean, he wasn't 100% game-ready shape when he played against the Houston Texans in late December in his first, you know, in his Chiefs debut, basically. But he did it for the team, and he contributed what he could based on where he was at that point in his rehab. I don't think he's playing in the preseason game. I know there are some discussions. I think it was you, Alex, who said, I don't ever want to even see him.
I don't need to see it.
That was before the ankle injury.
Correct. So they are being cautious. You know, I haven't heard a massive update. It is a little surprising that, like, hey, you're not going to do everything today, right? You're just going to go out, just going to move a little bit, do some individual drills. Hey, maybe
get a jog in.
Yeah, yeah. Get some lather up. You know, get a nice little, you know, you still got to get your conditioning and your cardio and all that. You know, so hey, take it easy, but like, you're not gonna do anything with the team. You're not gonna do any like one-on-one drills type stuff. Well, that hasn't even happened. And so you know, Andy suggested a few days ago, like, he wants to get this right. And my interpretation of that is, you want this to be 100% for week one. So what's the best thing we can do between now and Brazil to where, hey, it might not be the most reps we wanted, it might not be the amount of time spent developing the chemistry and the calls and the checks and all that with Patrick, but you're a professional athlete. You're very good when available. We will trust you, you know, on opening day to be ready against the Chargers. So does he come back to practice next week? I think that's the question in my mind.
And this is the other part that we have gone back and forth on. I don't want to understate the fact that all I've ever had coaches tell me is, having time with the player matters. I understand he had a year's worth of mental reps last year.
Correct.
That man has only been on the field with Patrick Mahomes for, what, like 40 days?
Maybe
it's more than that, but it's not that many times running that route. Like, I watched Tyquan Thornton, ran a pretty – like, Matt Nagy was actually complimentary today. He said timing of the wide receivers was good today. These were timing routes, and everybody was running them and hitting them, and it was working. That's the part with Hollywood where I'm like, when you get back here, is that going to slow you down, the fact that you haven't been doing that often? Or are you just seasoned enough that we don't worry about it? Like, what version?
If you remember correctly, and I guess what I'm saying shouldn't be that big of a surprise to Jesse Minters, you know, the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers, if he's paying attention or if someone sends him this audio clip. But when he played, when Hollywood Brown played against the Texans right before Christmas, his first catch was a crossing route. His next route was, you know, a little bit of a designed scheme you up, but it's a nice intermediate route. Not too complicated in terms of timing and adjustment with the quarterback.
More depth and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah. Now, can we get you some quick game action, you know, where, you know the route. Hey, maybe you can make the first guy miss. That little short completion turns out to be 7-8 yards. I think if he's available for week one, you're thinking more in that sort of frame of mind where, hey, you're working off of Travis. If Rashee Rice is not available due to suspension, you understand that. Okay, how much is Xavier Worthy a part of the game plan, especially going, you know, into the deeper third of the defense for Mahomes to open up things, you know, for the intermediate underneath? And if that does happen, then that's where you fit into the role if you're Hollywood Brown. And again, please stay healthy. Just get to week two so that we can build those reps, those timing throughout the course of the season with Patrick. Because again, you're not a rookie. You've been on the team for more than a year now. You're a professional.
I'm going to say you don't know the offense. I think he knows.
But over time, like, truly developing his route tree, truly understanding where he fits in the offense, adjusting to whatever the defense is presenting from a cover standpoint, that's the only thing you can do is pitch and catch, man. It just takes time.
We're talking to Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. I guess we'll stick with the injury theme here for a second. Drew Tranquil, I told Cody, I'm almost a little more worried about that one. I know it's probably in the same realm of, hey, he's a vet. let's get him 100%. But he turns 30 in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It's a back strain. Uh-huh. Anybody that has back issues and they don't play football tells you it doesn't go away quick.
Dog.
Where are we at on that?
I play tennis.
and
if the back flares up, we got to sit you down.
Alex hurt his back getting laundry out the dryer.
Hey, bro, it happens.
So bad.
It happens. Hey, Drew.
So bad.
No matter what they say, they all going to go through it. Because, you know, I'll hit a backhand and I'll feel it and I'm going, well, if I do this, what's it like for actual athletes?
People are like using their whole torque.
Yes. You know, so it's and like, hey, I need my back to, you know, chase and tackle ball carriers. So, again, can we see him by the second preseason game? I mean, I guess. But this might be one of those cases where you say, hey, I'm sorry, but we may forget this. Justin Reed didn't do anything.
True.
Anything because of a quad during the workout. So it's like, hey. I was working out. Well, how you feeling? Not great. All right. Could you be ready for week one? Yeah, I'm a professional. Okay. That might be what Drew Tranquil's on now because it's a back, man. Anytime you start saying back, and to your point, Alex, about him getting 30, yeah, dog. Yeah, ice that down. Get all the icy hot you need. Get all that heat.
He needs to get the same massage
tub.
And cupping that Drew
yes.
got. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't.
Drew went on vacation and got a massage for the first time, and he took a photo of his
for
back.
For the first
with
time?
Cup, he had get
yeah.
cupped.
How old is this man?
29.
Come on, Drew.
It was amazing.
Of course it was. Where have you been? What? Yeah. Okay,
he's new to the game.
He is new to the game. Do you have a moisturizer as your routine, sir?
Yes.
Okay, man, he's on track.
I've made it.
He's
there.
On track. Okay, because
these are the things that take a little while to figure out.
Yeah, right? Dude, you want me to put something on my face? Get out of here! And it's like, no, actually, women like to see you look a certain way. You know, have a little respect for yourself.
Take care of yourself.
You know, maybe trim. You know, maybe do something. So it's fascinating to me that he just got cupped, and he just—I mean, when you have him, I understand why. Why professional athletes are like, if I find a good masseuse, if I find a good trainer, if I find a good nutritionist, like
this is my guy.
You mean you don't have to go see 25 different ones? Like a Cleveland quarterback?
That was easily the most damning thing of all of it.
Yes, bro. Not everybody could just touch your body, man. Come on. I find one at the local spa, and I'm like, what's her name again? Yeah, book it. Or, you know, hey, I really like the way he worked on, you know, my lower body or whatever. Like, you can't just have any old body. Come on, dog. That is your – you're trying to maximize your earning potential. You are a football player.
If you do this well, you're worth $300, $400 million.
There are other ways
dollars.
That we can get somebody to touch you. You ain't got to do it like this. You ain't got to do it like this, man. Come on, bro.
Get on Raya or something. It doesn't like
– He's
on
got
map.
A gorgeous now fiancé or wife or whatever. That was the other thing. Like, what are you doing? Anyway,
that's the other thing. Hey. Find a partner that likes your freak. It's all right.
That likes your freak is incredible.
But stop sexually assaulting people.
What kind of – yeah, is that a part of the speed dating? All right, so you got a good job, come from a decent family. Hey, you got your things in order. You ain't got no bills, no major debt. You know, you got things going on in your life.
What's the weirdest thing you're into?
Point to me on the bingo card. What's your freak?
When you're talking about the defensive players, you'd mentioned the way, you know, maybe Tranquil and these other guys. I know one of the guys that we paid a lot of attention to last training camp, but I feel like we haven't been paying as much attention to, but it could be a big leap year, is Jaden Hicks.
Yes.
What do you think about Jaden Hicks in year two? He's
yes.
falling quiet only because, you know, like new names, new people to follow.
Right.
I got to follow Omar Norman Lott or
yes.
some of the other new players.
Yes.
Where Jaden Hicks going to take a leap?
I really think so because Justin Reed's not here, guys. And I think the player that fits that archetype and has
it
a little bit.
It feels like that says something about Jaden Reed. The fact they
right.
didn't go veteran for the first time was Bags.
And they, I will be clear, the Chiefs tried to re-sign Justin Reed, but did they try? You
tried
know?
In the way that, like, if the price is right, we're happy to have
you. Yeah, and if you want to come back and, you know, hey, take a pay cut, sorry. Okay, you got the same deal from the Saints. I'm sorry, we can't match that because we have, you just trained Jaden Hicks to be a somewhat version of you with a little bit more athleticism, a little better ball skills. Now, he's got to do it consistently, you know, down to down, that being Jaden Hicks. But I just think the Chiefs now can go into a safety group that is truly interchangeable, that was somewhat close to what they had when Mike Edwards was first here, where it's like, well, we can just bring Mike Edwards on the field. And even though Brian Cook got injured and he's no longer part of the season, he's just as interchangeable. Hey, the reason we smoked the Miami Dolphins in Germany is because we were having safeties out there and there wasn't one that they could easily pick on because we have versatility, we have skill set, all these guys are smart. And now I can
we'll send them all in a blitz.
Yes, yeah. We can be as complex or as exotic as we want to be. And so I think if Chamari Connor can stop playing nickel, you put him with Jaden Hicks, with Mike Edwards, with Brian Cook, and all of a sudden, how do I game plan for you if all four of those guys are options that are viable and that can make sense to where, hey, I don't know who's going to be the deep safety. Okay, they're going to come and dime. Well, that's three safeties. Well, who's responsible for what? Well, they can all kind of do similar things. So it could change from, you know, situation to down and distance to whatever. And so I think last year they got a little stuck because teams realized, hey, the only deep safety on the roster is Brian Cook, and we can manipulate him because Justin Reed isn't doing that anymore. And I think that's an issue where they had to bring Jaden Hicks along the way last year, and he led the team in interceptions. So it's plausible that Jaden Hicks could be the third. If you want to say Chamari Connor and Brian Cook are your veterans, that's who your traditional safeties are. But you can move Jaden Hicks around as a chess piece player where you can now become a little bit more harder to tell, easier to disguise on the back end.
Last one for you. Chris Jones, he's a vet. I understand this, so you're not really looking for him per se, but you feel like he still looks like there's plenty there for another year?
I do think he's highly motivated. He's still really, really good. It's absurd how good he is. And, guys, if, this is a big if Kingsley Suamataia actually works out, Chris Jones should get all the credit. Because there have been times where Chris says, okay, I'm going to show you my hands today. Yep, and I'm by you.
I'm going to show you what I actually got.
Okay, I know it's a passing down. You know it's a passing down. All right, last year, guys went through your chest. I'm going to go through your chest. Okay, so that you understand how to anchor better.
You understand the moves. You have to learn the hard way. With the best there is,
which is the best. And I do think it's been instructive to say, like, okay, Kingsley held up on this particular snap, or this particular rep, I should say, against Chris Jones. And then there's other ones where it's like,
it's okay to lose a rep to Chris Jones.
If you're okay, hey, if you and Josh Simmons are confused just a little bit, that's all the daylight I need to blow it up, you know? And so it's really instructive to be like, hey, what is Creed saying? How can you help Josh? What's the alignment? Okay, Chris is in front of me. Are we double teaming? Are we not? Okay, if I'm not, I've got to be strong enough to withstand him, but my hand placement has to be exceptional because this dude can get under your pads, he can get under your arms, he can wipe your arms away from you. And Andy Reid's been very clear that Kingsley has to work through all these things. So in a weird way, Chris's camp is not about him anymore.
Yeah.
It's about getting Josh Simmons, getting Kingsley Suamataia to understand what they may encounter pretty early in the season. These guys may not be as talented as me, but they will try to do similar things to disrupt the protection scheme for the offensive line. So I think Chris is over talking about defensive player of the year. I think he's over talking about double-digit sacks.
He's just getting through these last couple of years of business.
I just think he's I just think similar to Travis, and I think this is very instructive. He learned from Travis, hey, man, 1,000-yard streak, cool. But you're already cemented, all right?
Yeah, you're
so
good.
So what is this about now? Well, it's about teaching the others. It's about improving yourself. It's about doing things a little bit smarter. And, hey, when the moment strikes, you know you can still count on me to do the thing that it takes to win a game, to close a game out on the defensive end of the ball. I think he's now reached that place. He's already got the contract. He knows he's going in Canton. I want to add to my legacy similar to Travis. And, oh, by the way, now – there is no Justin Reed. So a lot of the burden is on me as a defensive player to, hey, bring along Nick Bolton. Bring along whoever, you know, the Trent McDuffies of the world. I'm the oldest vet now on defense. And I don't really want to be out here, but that's right. I need to help Kingsley. Okay. All right. What's the down and distance to get cool? All right. What move can I give him to prepare him for the regular season? And then when it's time for me to watch film, when it's time for me to dissect the weak link on the offensive line of the other team, hey, I've been doing this for 8-9 years now. I'm still really good, still really talented. But this training camp is no longer about him or his individual performance, and I think that's a nice step in his career arc.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN.
Hey,
we got 4 minutes of a random question today if you want
to
stick around.
Let's do it. Hell yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to say, Nate, I am so thankful that you stopped by today and provided us with some stuff that's going to last for a long time.
There are other ways that we can get somebody to touch you. It's so true.
That's one of them.
Okay.
Along with the others, you know, that I got. But thank you, Nate. I'm very
You're
glad
welcome.
You stopped by today.
You're
I think the
welcome.
Audience is
This has
as
been
well.
An interesting first 2 days of the week for this
very much so.
Random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today for you, Gold, Nate, Andrew. And then the text line, 913-586-7965. Special little bonus. Coming up in, I don't know, 20 minutes is an effort to get you to subscribe and like our YouTube and Twitch channels we talk about all the time. Drew, next segment, will show the photo of what my face looks like.
That's
the only place you're going to get to see
it. I've seen it, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen it.
So if you want to see what my face looked like after the wasp stung it, I'll put it up on the YouTube and Twitch channels and Facebook and Twitter coming up here in just a few minutes. You know what? We're going to stick with the theme. I'm going to ask a question to the listeners that you guys can't help with, but you can talk about whether or not you think it'd be worth it.
Okay.
Because you guys mentioned lawn care. Maybe I should pay someone to do it.
Yes.
What are we thinking about this robot lawnmower situation?
No.
Rather than pay someone to do
not
it.
Not with your yard.
What
no.
if
not
I just
yard.
Get – I read some reviews. They can work on the incline they
Your
claim.
Yard, I don't know.
Husqvarna says they got one that can go up the hill.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good for your yard. I've seen them. My uncle years ago had one, but they had a small yard and it was completely flat. I don't know if your yard with the decks and everything, it's good.
You think no good? You map it out, right?
Hey,
I don't mind going out there with the wheat. You know, I'll still go out there with the trimmer.
Be a light for the community, okay? You don't want to be the guy that's like, not only am
Is
I
Is this
not
like me creating like an AI version of our weather guy? I'm not helping the people. I'm just getting
getting a
mower.
Be a pillar of the community. You know, this guy provides a service. It's quality service. I don't know.
Is your guy good?
Or ma'am. Yeah, it's a team. So yeah, I guess. I mean, again, this is in the Holly department. You know, she's the scouting
she's
director
the
of landscape for Taylor household. You know, I'm just I listen to my personnel director when it comes to the housing plans, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll go off on it. All right, okay. You're the coach. She's like the coach. She's the player personnel department. I'm the equipment director. I kind of deal with the cap. So that ma'am. Or that good sir who's out here in the community getting everybody's yards right, help him out, man. You know, give the word of mouth.
Go get the teenager.
Go hire a local company. They come every week.
Yeah,
and then
why are you trying to take people out of business?
I just kind
of
thought it might be easy, dude. You just got it like essentially a Roomba for your yard. They're expensive, but it does sound convenient.
It does sound nice.
I don't have to get the invoice. I don't have to deal with all the stuff. I don't have to be like, do you want some of the winter treatment? Oh, we thought maybe I don't have to get all the add-on stuff or fight back on that. I could just, you know, what's your guy run? You give me a number?
Yeah, I'll give you a number.
What's your guy
a month?
I can't
remember. Well, actually, I don't know.
I think my parents
It's over multiple weeks. It's like an 8-week treatment thing or, you know.
Well, the difference
is. You want to re-up, basically?
You don't have to do the treatment stuff you don't want.
Again, I'm not the player personnel of lawn care, so I don't know the numbers specifically.
I think my parents, just to get it mowed, and they do the person does weed eating and everything, I think they have a decent-sized backyard, $55 when they come.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
That actually doesn't seem
Now, they
as
pay
bad
another
as
extra for, like, weed,
yeah.
you know,
weed, yes.
for, grub control yes. and all that kind of
so
stuff.
So I was thinking
right?
it was going to be a couple $100.
Yeah.
I could get one of these robots. So, like, 10 months, the robot mower's paid for itself.
I mean.
You do 10 months of lawn care, and then my robot mower's just doing the work.
This guy doesn't understand what it was like to be on the assembly line at the local plant. You know, look at what he's done. You know, I shouldn't say what I was about to say.
Well, please do.
Look, man, where was that machine built? You want to take a good American's job over this machine?
You gonna put that on
built,
me? Now.
Built in Russia.
That's right, Nate.
You gonna
That's
do
right.
that to us?
That's right, Nate.
Be a pillar
you're
of the community.
You're saying I'm supporting dictators now?
Built in America. All right.
Thank you. You know where this lawnmower guy was from? America.
Oh man.
As my brain went there, I said, "Ooh, this sounds nice."
Cody wants a robot built overseas for his yard.
I don't know. There could be an American-made company.
Please run for a spot on the school board so we can run negative ads.
We've talked about me running. One of these days, Nate, I will do it. I'll do it just for the show's sake.
Right.
I also go straight up for school board membership, and we'll see. Because I don't think I can get any higher than that. That's the highest level of office I'd actually have a chance at.
Vote for someone that keeps jobs right here. Right he here in Gladstone, people. He says.
Right here in Gladstone.
You know, he hired Jimmy down the road, and his yard looks just fine, you know? He doesn't need a robot.
Jimmy has a baseball tournament next summer, and now it's paid for because I'm allowing him to mow the yard.
He'd actually be in the end.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Thanks to him, I can afford that new backpack I needed for school. That's
Holy
right, Jimmy.
Thanks, Cody.
Yeah, so I would try it the other way before you go to the super tech. If it don't work
out, I'm tempted by the super tech.
I know. That's how they get us. That's how they get us,
man.
Very
tempting.
They really do.
And I don't own anything like that.
Right.
I don't have any part of my world that's automated like that.
Right. But I understand.
I must say, some of it's pretty amazing.
I understand the appeal because it's like,
pretty amazing.
Man, that looks real nice.
It's like, man, that it just like plugs in and just like.
It just
man,
does
that
it?
Just does it?
What?
It's like it says it goes out on schedule. It knows what it needs to do.
Nate Taylor.
We're getting too good at this show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.